This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This around 8:30 or so. We'll be back after news. You're listening to Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Former President Trump will soon be back in court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and he might speak out again, calling his first criminal trial persecution or a witch hunt as they keep selecting a jury and they need 11 more.
Judge Juan Merchan will ask those who believe they're not can't be fair or impartial to raise their hands. And those who do raise their hands and say no, that they can't judge the president fairly, they will be excused. One juror who's already been picked said, quote, I don't know the man and I don't have opinions about him personally.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court, the former president charged with falsifying records over 2016. Payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. President Biden will campaign in Philadelphia, where at least 15 Kennedy family members plan to endorse him instead of their relative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for president against Biden and Trump as an independent. At Columbia University, those were pro-Palestinian protesters last night. Some students have set up a Gaza solidarity encampment and police from New York City on campus this morning making arrests. Google has fired 28 employees who staged a sit-in anti-Israel protest at Google offices in New York and California.
The tech giant dismissed them after an investigation found they were involved in the protests, which were unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. A spokesperson for the group that organized a protest, No Tech for Apartheid, disputed that all 28 participated in the protests this week.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The House could vote this weekend on additional military aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose it so much they're threatening to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for even holding a vote. In Germany, two suspected Russian spies arrested.
German prosecutors say one of the two men arrested had declared himself willing to carry out bomb and arson attacks, an attempt to sabotage aid for Ukraine. We're told he gathered information on potential targets, including U.S. military facilities.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The head of Homeland Security will be at the Senate next hour, but not for a trial. Alejandro Mayorkas will testify at a budget hearing for his department the day after Senate Democrats dismissed House Republicans' impeachment case that alleged Mayorkas has ignored border laws allowing record illegal immigration.
Republicans scrambled in vote after vote to keep the impeachment trial alive, even after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated he would move to dismiss the two articles of impeachment.
My Democratic colleagues will not allow us to go into closed session to talk about the absurdity of this.
The Senate is not in a non-debate.
I move that we adjourn.
In that case, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy was asking until May 1st, but Leader Schumer argued,
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
After they adjourned, Republicans called it unprecedented that they failed to hold an impeachment trial. Earlier in the day, Schumer said it was going to be the least legitimate impeachment trial ever. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More abortion anger at Arizona's legislature.
In a 30-30 vote tie with one Republican in support, a measure to repeal an 1864 near-total ban on abortions failed in Arizona's House.
The Republicans today turned their backs on the vast majority of Arizonans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents who want this law repealed immediately.
Democrat State House Minority Assistant Leader Oscar De Los Santos noting the ban has no exceptions for rape or incest. The state Supreme Court upholding the ban last week. It remains on hold, but could take effect in June. Several GOP lawmakers have criticized it, but Republicans in the state House who hold a 31-29 majority have repeatedly blocked attempts to repeal it. Many say doing so feels rushed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We just got an update on unemployment showing the same number of first-time claims last week as the week before, 212,000. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Bell Tire has always had the lowest tire price, period. That's why we have over 30 different tire sizes under $75. Plus, get up to 12-month financing with zero interest if paid in full. You heard it. Pay later, no interest. And right now, if you do finance, you'll save 5% instantly. All brands, any budget. Buy online and you will save time. Get 5% off now. Pay later. And get the lowest tire price, period. Only at Bell Tire. Today, save up to $80 on four Michelins. See BellTire.com.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in Central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 55 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:06.
Gonna head to Fairview Park this weekend, do the food truck frenzy, maybe a little roller skating. Debbie Bogle will tell you all about the United Way's involvement in that and what else is happening with their campaign. The company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
One quick gambling question. Would it be easier to monitor all of this if we didn't have all the ridiculous bets involved? I mean, if people were just able to wager on the outcome of games.
Yeah. I mean, but that's not, I mean, that's not even close to what people are doing now. I mean, you're talking about putting something back in a can. This isn't even in the factory. And I mean, the gambling is so beyond that, that wouldn't even interest anybody.
Okay, well, I mean, you go back to the 1930s and 40s and 50s, everyone in America smoked cigarettes.
Right.
And tobacco was as big as anything in this country until they finally said, we haven't been honest with you about all this stuff.
Right.
The oil companies have been the biggest, you know, I mean, that's not stopping people from wanting to move away from that into other things. So popularity or sheer size doesn't always necessarily mean right thing.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to be able to put a wager on something, it's like that's essentially who's to determine what that something is versus just no wagers or wager what you want.
What do you think the overall plus is of legalized gambling?
First and foremost, probably revenue. Second, for occasionally the people, but mostly the institutions behind it.
Okay.
Then advertising dollars and different things like that. So I think the economical boom on one portion of the population, here's what I know about money. If it's over here, that means it's not over there. So I know that comes at a cost. And then probably just the ability for people to live their free life, I suppose. But I'm not an advocate for it. I'm not a gambler. I'm not against it. I don't entirely understand its ramifications of pros and cons and the net gain or net loss. I don't know it well enough to speak on.
Well, we went through the numbers here in Decatur, Illinois last year.
Of what was in the machine.
What left.
Yep.
And there's no way you make that up. I mean, there is no net positive. I mean, there isn't. Doesn't mean one person didn't win some money, but 20 others lost. And there is, and then that money, to a lot of these places is going to Missouri, to other places, because they're not owned here. Yeah, they're paying some tax to the state of Illinois, which is why the state's legalized it, because anything they can do to get tax revenue off something, there's almost no sin out of the discussion if they can find a way to tax it. But your net loss, because you just know that we didn't get $400 million in services with this, or ability for people to pay their power bill or whatever it might be, because they've gambled it away. I just think in society, this is going to end up being just a huge net loss, just based on what it's looked like in Europe and other places where they've been doing this a while. Except for the people who get that siphon off that, which never ever comes back to normal people.
Which is an argument that I've made. Our society, gambling, consumerism, it's all set up for that. It's a redistribution of the assets to those that have versus those that don't have. But is a faster way of doing it.
Okay, but the people who don't have are supposed to be represented by the blue party, which runs the state, which legalized gambling. So if your scenario is correct, then everyone's in on the game and no one stands for anything, and they're all in on the scenario you described.
I would say that absolutely. To various degrees, we all are culpable to some degree as party affiliation, whatever, of that. I mean, there's no way not to be. Everything's so entangled that I would think that since you brought up the blue and take care of the people, they probably, I can't speak for them. I don't know. I'm just assuming that. Yeah, I shouldn't speak on their behalf. I don't really.
I'm not asking you to speak on their behalf. I'm just saying it's counterintuitive to what they preach every single day of their life in their politics.
It can be.
No, it absolutely is. At this point, there's no can be about what gambling does to particularly poor communities. There's no doubt what it does. And we've been doing it for years through lotteries and everything else, you know, in and around how they, before they could actually legalize the, hey, I'm going to make a now bet on my phone on the outcome of a game. It's been lined up for years under the promise of paying for schools, you know, roads, whatever it might be. Yet I'd look around and go, do schools have enough funding? Are your roads nice? No. But the idea that, okay, we've got some, so that means we just have to have all, or not having some of it wouldn't be better than having all of it. I think if you make that argument about everything in life, you would never progress towards anything.
I wouldn't make that argument about everything in life. I mean, what I'm saying is I don't see that there's a difference between saying the Bulls are going to win or this guy's going
to
do
no, well. No, I'm saying, would it not be easier to monitor? Isn't it harder to throw a game than to put yourself on the bench as a bench player and somebody wins bets off, you know, you didn't score 4 points?
Probably so. But if you're a field goal kicker, it's pretty easy to throw a game.
But you keep throwing games, you're not going to be a field kicker very long for that team.
That's a good point.
I'm talking about it's in basketball, football, the scoring is so distinct. I mean, it's, you know, you get a field goal, you get a touchdown, you know, occasionally, if you're a field goal kicker missing tons of field goals, you know, they're going to snag this just like they did this guy, right?
Yeah.
Or you're not going to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cutthroat in the NFL about missing field goals.
Right.
I just don't know why we think this is going to be the end, or that there's not a lot of this already going on or has been going on.
Yeah, I don't think the advent of legalized gambling is the start of this. I mean, there have certainly been players trying to get certain statistical milestones that are backed by wagers prior to mass gambling. I mean, this isn't new.
At the end of the day, I think it's just a symptom of the greater society. I'm not worried about any of these NBA players. I'm not worried about this guy. I'm worried about it being crammed down the throat of everyone in this country whether they have the ability to control it, the means to afford it, and sticking it in neighborhoods along next to all of the other things that we do, and then going, well, why don't you just pull yourself up by the bootstraps?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. It's too much.
But no one gets the high ground on this. Because the people will convince themselves, we're running out of revenue streams. And the city of Decatur is going to be going through this over the next 5 years, right? And you can almost, you know, when you go, well, we got to pay for it somehow. And you can almost justify anything. Even the fact that it may cost you a lot more in the long run as a society than you get at the front with the taxes. I love when the people of Illinois pass a law and then have to do a statewide advertising campaign warning you about the thing they just passed and how to get help. It doesn't make any sense at all. And then everyone's, oh, shocked, there's gambling going on. It's in every aspect of your life. And I'm not coming at this from a moralist point of view. If you can handle what you're doing and, you know, you enjoy this or taking a trip to Las Vegas or whatever, fine, knock yourself out. But there is a dark side of all this that comes with this. And the more you have, the more of that you're going to have. And the genie's probably out of the bottle on legalized gambling. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we've had other things that were accepted as just sort of the norm, and we went as a society and said, yeah, maybe that's not good for us. And at the end of the day, I have far less concern about the integrity of the NBA than I do people who are losing their homes.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Unfortunately, we put way too much stock in all this, which is why they can charge what they charge and which is why these people make what they make and why these owners make what they make. And it's almost unaffordable for an average family to even go see this thing. So at the end of the day, I don't know Jontay Porter's story. I don't know if he has an addiction. I don't know. I mean, I don't just greedy, just trying to figure out a way to, you know, skim bucks. I don't know. But the NBA's got to, I mean, they have to. And it's got to be for life. And you got to, if your rule is going to mean anything, it's got to be for life, no matter what precedent that sets for how big the next name is. And that's what makes me wonder. Is that those cynical bastards are already going, well, what if it's, right?
And certainly that's a thought in some people's head, I would think.
In sports, it's always a thought in someone's head. And I'm sure at high levels of other places, well, we know with Uber and, you know, other bad behavior with CEOs, people would turn their head to make profits and do all that. I get it. So does this shake the sport? Because I haven't seen a lot of it. I mean, yes, it's been covered, you know, by the media.
It's been a story for weeks.
The possibility. But yeah, yesterday, the ban was announced. And is it banned for life? It just seems strange to me. I can't find those words used.
I didn't find those words either. Adam Silver is pretty serious, the commissioner of the NBA, about trying to make the brand grow, make it bigger, global.
Mm-hmm.
And integrity is a big part of it. History is a big part of it.
All right, now the AP headline this morning has banned for life.
It is? Okay.
NBC News just is banned from the NBA. Now there's another one that says lifetime ban.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe it just took a while to cycle in.
I think that this is probably, it's a big deal, but I think that it's a bigger deal that they reacted swiftly and in the way that they did to send a signal that, hey, these are our partners. But this is not for our players, not for our people in our buildings. And we want people to, we think it enhances the experience for those that can responsibly do it. And I think that's the messaging that they're going to send out. And they probably believe it, but they also know they're cashing some dirty money to some degree.
But like our conversation about insurance,
mm-hmm.
The more money they bring in, the more expensive it is for me to consume their product.
Yeah.
It's counterintuitive to the way most businesses
capitalism.
Run.
It's not even modern capitalism. It's capitalism.
Okay, yes, free market capitalism, you can put it under that description. I think if you talk to most business owners that are capitalist in the society we live in. They're not trying to gouge their customers for as much as they can. I really don't believe that.
And you think that's what the NBA is doing?
Oh, I think sports in general, yes. And then they want you to pay for their stadium. Name another business. I mean, literally, that expects taxpayers to literally build their workforce. I mean, to pay for their workplace.
The entire medical industry with tax-funded research and then commercialized sale or services based on the research and the findings that we paid for. That's an exact example of that.
All right. Now, healthcare and entertainment are the same category.
You asked, name another business. I named one. Name another sport. I mean,
if the Brass Horn wants to expand their store, they don't go to the city of Decatur and ask them to pay for it.
Maybe not. Hey, and I don't want to put a name on them. So
I'm just talking about a local random business.
No, but they might say, hey, can we get a break here from being in this zone, can we get a leg up here?
And if you can say, and there are rules to that, it's going to create X number of jobs and it's going to do this for the economy.
Like building a stadium might. Right. I mean, you're making the same argument.
And
I'm not agreeing that that's how it should be done. I'm saying that that is the argument they make.
Okay.
We put this thing here, it's going to boom the whole area, and that's why you should pay for it.
Well, Kansas City Chiefs have gotten to the pinnacle of their sport for the last 5 or 6 years. They're not going to get any better than they are now.
No.
I mean, they're not going to bring more fans than they do now.
And they might
be playing in Dallas in
a few years.
And if they are, they are.
Yeah.
And if the people of Kansas City decide that's what they want, then that's a decision that gets made.
Right.
But you're telling me that sports wasn't more affordable.
No, I'm not telling you
20 years ago when all of this money wasn't attached.
No.
Before Michael Jordan, they were wearing Converse, in the NBA. I mean, all of these corporate partnerships and money, and now the gambling on top of everything. And yet, if you do rate of inflation of what people are making versus what it takes to consume sports, it's never been more expensive.
Right. And it's not unique. The price at the pump, the price in the grocery store, the price in a drive-through, the price in a drive-in, the price to stay somewhere, it's all gone up. This isn't unique to sports.
Do you think it's gone up? You think that there's a direct correlation of the cost of gasoline to the cost of a basketball game, that those things have tracked equally over, through inflation, through time, through things costing more? I mean, in categories, you think that sports plays out just the same way groceries and everything else does?
Well, let me think about it. So when I was in high school, I was paying like $1 a gallon for gas, literally. Like, I'd wait for it to get under a buck. 99 cents is when we would go put $3 in or $5 or whatever. And now it's what, like three something, almost four. So four times cost. Yes, that tracks all right. Football jersey, 40. Now
I'm talking about like a ticket to a game.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, similarly, I don't know that at the exact same rate. I can tell you how much a value meal was. It was $3.21 with tax.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 10, 11, sometimes 12. So four times. Yeah, I think that everything's just gotten more expensive, and there's been a lot of presidents, both Republican and Democrat, in that window of time. So I'm not putting it at the feet of one administration or anything like that. We have just gotten more expensive.
Okay.
And I wish we weren't. I wish I wouldn't get gouged to go to sports. I went to a baseball game on opening day, and it might be the last one because they hit that threshold. It was too expensive for what I got. I haven't gotten there with the NFL, primarily because our owner and his publicly funded stadium has made it unbelievably affordable to go experience that. So that's different for me. But there are other sports where I'm looking at it going, I don't think that's a good value anymore.
Let's just take, though, your experience. And I'm not begrudging you that. I'm glad you enjoy that. I'm glad you have fun with that. Do you think the average person is going to be able to fly to Atlanta and go to a football game and fly home? I mean, I know the ticket price is whatever, but I mean, that's.
I mean, most of the people in that stadium are not flying anywhere. They're driving down the street or taking the MARTA train for $5, and they're going into the game and eating a $2 hot dog.
Okay.
I'm the unique one there. It cost me more to go to a baseball game an hour and a half south than it did to fly to Atlanta and come back.
That's insane.
That's why people are flying away to see Taylor Swift.
Giving you a product that's far inferior to anything else you can buy for the money. I'm talking about the Cardinals.
I was going to say the Falcons and Cardinals are on the same playing field.
There is a tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell, famously wrote about, and I don't know what it is, and I can't identify the dollar amount that it will be, but when you start to lose your average fan base, and when that base starts to, baseball's already dying. I mean, they will not modern golf, whatever it might be, right? There is a point where a restaurant no longer can keep the doors open. There is a point where these franchises are going to, and if they just keep spending money like drunken sailors and then just keep expecting everybody to bail them out, I need gasoline in my life. I don't have to go to a sporting
business. That's right. Yeah, you start to pick what can go away. You're 100% right. We're more in agreement than it sounds. I mean, it is untenable for a lot of people to go do these things, concerts, games, whatever, in some environments without people being cognizant of.
And I do not believe that when you make, I get your analogy about enterprise zones or TIF districts or whatever, but when you can show me, and I think what the sporting franchises have been unable to do for years and years and years is actually come through on their word about what this stuff means for taxpayers.
Some have, some haven't.
Most haven't. If the people of Kansas City vote down the Chiefs, Nick. Literally, you're not going to get any more popular than you are now. You're not going to get any bigger bandwagon than you have now. Illinois has rolled over for these teams for years and years and years, and there is no movement at all, no taste at all in the General Assembly for supporting any of those Chicago
teams. That's right. But in some markets, they line up to do it, and it works out for them.
But if you want Innova Feed to come in and create 1,000 jobs, it is, to me, a completely different thing. And I think it is, because you're...
How?
Because you're not hiring people to sell popcorn. You're giving them careers with jobs. And you have a track record of running a company that employs people in good-paying jobs versus promises that this is going to make... I mean, look at every Olympic venue.
Atlanta?
I was never happier.
Atlanta?
Is Atlanta is Atlanta the norm with Olympic
venues?
You
said every. You said literally the word every. So I named you one.
So you're going to bet on the one out of 99 that
worked. I'm not betting anything.
Okay.
You just said every. I named you one where they got an entire city built that thrived post Olympics.
And what was number two on that list?
I don't know.
Okay. So the bet for the taxpayers should be, we'll bet on a 1 in 99 chance of having it work.
I don't know that there have been 99 no's to the one
happiest
Atlanta.
Day that there was when Illinois and Chicago lost that bid because they couldn't afford it. They were already in. I mean, there was no way building all those venues was going to work. The cost that was associated. And we even had a guy in the White House who was Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I guarantee you we are better off for not doing that.
Probably so.
You go to, Paris. We'll look at this year, right?
Yep.
You look at places that are just standing. Like the Olympics were there 16 years ago, and it's all just abandoned.
There are places like that. L.A. is back at the trough. They're driving race cars in the Coliseum built for the Olympics. There are examples of it working. There are examples of it failing miserably in aquatic centers.
Is the
turning
Coliseum
into urban rot.
The future of LA sports? Are they trying to replace that?
They're not trying to replace that. Okay. They built Kroenke built his thing, and that's the Mecca. They're using the Olympic Stadium. I mean, they're doing Daytona in there. It's still been used a lot for decades.
Who plays there?
USC.
I know, beyond that. Is there any professional sporting?
Okay. No, because they have the two LA teams playing that brand new SoFi Stadium.
They both play there?
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious. I thought there was, what did I just read in and around the LA Coliseum around bowl time?
I don't like it. I wouldn't be mad if they tore it down and put something more modern in there, but it's been, they literally are doing races there.
Yeah.
It's not all one size fits all. And I don't know enough to tell you which cities have boomed from it, which ones don't. But what I see is a lot of major cities make bids for it and some of them have needs of things that they can get, money being one. Others, infrastructure that it might take.
All right. We only got like 5 seconds here. We'll take a break. Bottom of the hour. Debbie Bogle's going to join us from United Way. We'll get to more. News is next.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The FBI Springfield has a job fair on May 15th at their Springfield field office. Attendees can speak with FBI employees from various areas of expertise, including IT, cyber technology, intelligence analysis, evidence response, SWAT, and recruiting. Some available positions include STEM careers, business administration, communications, evidence photography, graphic design, financial operations, and more. The Governor Oglesby Mansion will have their first open house of the year on the 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. A $2 per person donation is requested. Photos inside the home are encouraged. Richard Oglesby was an American soldier and Republican politician from Illinois who served 3 non-consecutive terms as governor and as a U.S. senator. He's best known for his branding of candidate Abraham Lincoln in the 1860 presidential campaign. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jury selection resumes this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York. 7 jurors chosen so far.
One juror who's already been picked said, quote, I don't know the man and I don't have opinions about him personally. I certainly follow the news. I'm aware there are other lawsuits out there, but I'm not sure that I know anyone's character. One juror who was excused called Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious.
Fox's Eric Shawn. In another part of New York City, police are arresting pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University.
They're calling this the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, and they say it's to show support of Palestine while demanding an end to the university's, quote, alleged complicity in genocide. Since this student-led occupation, at least 3 other demonstrations formed near the university in support, all raging on despite orders from the school to evacuate.
Fox's Brooks Singman. A volcano eruption forces the evacuation of hundreds of people in Indonesia in a remote island village. America's listening to Fox News.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with 3 decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loke, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms a little later, increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, rain and thunderstorms and a low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy then sunny with a high of 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 56 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'll concede your point on the Coliseum. If you build a building that can host 3 Olympics over 100 years and build it at the 1923 pricing, I'm all in.
There you go. Awesome.
I think that's probably the outlier in Olympic venues. And in the meantime, had NFL teams and colleges. And as
now
you mentioned,
NASCAR race cars.
The NASCAR thing. That's probably the biggest biggest
bang for the buck,
bang for the buck in the history of the world.
Probably so.
Maybe since the original Roman Colosseum.
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Debbie Bogle, United Way. Food trucks this Saturday.
Yes, super excited. Not going to be as nice as last
weekend.
No,
it's just not going to be as warm.
Yeah.
But you're going to do roller skating. You'll be walking back and forth the trucks. 58, 60 degrees sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. We've got, I think, 8 or 9 food trucks. That includes like ice cream and, you know, dessert type things, but lots of food. We've got barbecue. We've got tacos. We've got, I mean, just about anything that you could want. And Allen's Grub Truck, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, Diggity Dogs, Highway Heartburn, Kona Ice, Lemonade Factory. I mean, there's just so much. There's going to be something there for everyone. And then the added bonus of the skating. We'll have the mobile zoo there. All kinds of things.
Okay, so what's in this for the United Way? I mean, how are people helping the United Way while just coming out on a Saturday having fun?
Yeah, so the food trucks, they make a donation to be a part of this. And really that between that and the sponsors, this is presented by First Mid Bank. We have great sponsors that participate in this. Air King, Best One of Central Illinois, Dunn Company, Forvis, Huff Lumber, Jesse Heating, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Newhoff, you guys sponsor it. So that's what happens. It's just supposed to be a fun day.
The point I'm getting at is that the people who are coming out, they don't have to give anything to the United Way. They just enjoy the food and roller skating or whatever. And the money's built in on the front end to help the United
Way. Exactly. And so it enables.
So you're not paying like higher prices or donation jar or anything like that.
But come out so that the food trucks are able to donate because they're selling food that day and making money. So come out and get some food and it'll be a lot of fun. We're super excited.
Okay. What time?
11 to 2, but the trucks will stay there. I don't know if all of them will stay, but there'll be trucks there until they run out of food.
Okay.
So it'll be good.
And that is, once again, you said, 11 to 2?
11 to 2.
Right there at the big pavilion?
So it'll be kind of spread throughout. We'll be in a couple different parking lots. Like, we have 9, so we've got them spread out quite a bit. We've got 4 in the parking lot. That's kind of by the baseball field. We've got a couple by the skate park. We've got them up by the pavilion. So they're kind of scattered all over the place. Come park, walk through the park, see everything that's going on. We'll have superheroes there. Like I said, the mobile zoo will be there. Just some fun stuff to do while you're out in the park.
Okay. Dolly Parton going to be there?
Dolly Parton will not be there.
The cardboard cutout of Dolly won't be there?
Probably not.
I was just curious.
I do like to take her. Anytime I go talk, I usually take her with me. People love that program and what that does. So we're getting ready to kick off some fun events with some partners in downtown Decatur to highlight Dolly Parton. So that'll be coming up. I'll talk more about that probably next week.
Well, give us a tease.
Giggles is partnering with United Way and they are doing some special things around Dolly Parton. And every Friday in May, they will donate a certain percentage of sales to Dolly Parton Imagination Library for Macon County. And so just some little fun treats to go along with that. So
I love when you can incorporate, you know, encourage people to shop at local businesses and local companies. And at the same time, the United Way benefits, which then helps make up for all the stuff the government won't do after taking in all the money. It's unfortunate that we have to, but if you're going to make a charitable donation, you know, why not make it to someone who impacts 1 in 4 people here in Macon County? And those numbers, I'm sure, are just growing when you start counting in, you know, kids reading and all that.
Yeah, and yesterday I posted on Facebook, there was a news story on CBS, in, I think it was Connecticut, with a Wall Street Journal reporter about the shift in the calls across the country for 211, that it's really shifting from, two Alice families that are calling, and what they're finding is there's very little assistance available for Alice families, but that is becoming the number one phone call.
But didn't we learn that though in COVID?
We really did.
There was a lot of money that was thrown at things, you know, state money, federal money, but it all came with these attachments that, that, if you didn't categorically fit into, those folks that got squeezed were the ones that, that weren't like eligible.
Right, right.
Even though the line was so fine in who was eligible, I mean, if you just look at it holistically, there wasn't much difference between.
Right, and with Alice families, it's kind of a moving target because it just depends on, it's not like this is the income category and that's the end of the story. It is based on your how many, what your situation looks like. So it could be, and the range for an Alice family is just the basic cost of living across the country is anywhere from 50,000 for a family of four to like 120 for a family of four. So it depends on where you live. So when they compile the Alice information, it's based on our counties. So each county in Illinois
is very different.
Yes. And so it's really a more detailed, accurate picture of what's happening and what that looks like. And so, yeah, it's not just a cut and dry, you're Alice or you're not.
How do you, and I, Alice means again, because I think sometimes people just sort of glaze over or right. they may know the term, but they don't know what it stands for. They don't know what we're specifically talking mm-hmm. about. One of the things that became readily apparent in COVID when there was assistance available is that people who are already in a system of getting assistance, you know, and qualifying for assistance has a much easier pathway than somebody just right up a little bit above that
right.
that is a paycheck away or an illness away or something of majorly disrupting their lives and putting them in that poverty category.
Right.
So Alice stands for?
Asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Okay, now what does that mean?
So it basically people living paycheck to paycheck that don't have enough income for savings, they don't have enough income for an emergency. What we would typically say are working class poor, people who are working but struggling to make ends meet. And, it's everywhere. And here in Macon County, we're at 44% of our population in Macon County that is Alice or in poverty. And the percentage in poverty, is 19%. It was 14%. So our Alice went down just a little bit, but those in poverty increased by 5%.
So it just moved from one category to another.
It did. And that's not the category we want it to go to. Like we want.
Because but not only for the health and well-being of those people and those families, but the health and well-being of your community.
Right.
It's so much easier to invest a little bit to keep people out of poverty than what it takes once people get down into poverty.
Absolutely. And keep them working and help them remove some of the barriers to working. That's the key to that. As long as we can keep them working, then we can work on other things around that. Increased employment, those types of things. But if they get in a situation and they're struggling to get out of it, that's where that 5% increase in poverty comes from, where, they're not maintaining and they are falling into that category.
Okay, so your webpage, if you go to uwdecatur.org, there's a United for Alice section.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And can I find Macon County data there or is it all by state?
Yes, it's super easy. If you go to Research Center, there's partner states. You just click on Illinois.
Okay.
And if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a bunch of different categories. You can look at demographics.
I got you. And by county or by household.
You can look at by county. You can look at by race. There's all, we can really pull information out of this based on a lot of different factors.
Okay.
And so that's where you get that main number, 44%, and what that looks like and compared to the rest of the state and kind of gauge you know, a little bit about where we are and what's happening in our community.
So do you feel like the need for doing the most good is in this category right now in life? I mean, it's not that anything's one or the other, but this is the major area of focus of making the community better and stronger, helping get people up and into better jobs and better paying jobs, more consistency, and the burden that eases, you know, makes it easier to take care of the things we need to take care of on the other end of things.
Absolutely. If we can keep people working, that's a wonderful thing in our community.
Or maybe even working up.
Yes, absolutely. And those are some things we're working on as well. But I think the key piece is there's more, like you said earlier, there's more assistance for people who aren't, you know, an Alice family that aren't working.
There's a safety net that's in place.
Yes.
That it may not be perfect, and I'm sure there's plenty of things we could do differently or do better, but there is a system in place.
Yes, there is. And there's very little help for Alice families.
Right.
And that's kind of what this.
And give me some examples of not names, obviously, mm-hmm. but stories that you've had of people who have come to the United Way because you've been blessed to have some extra money,
yes.
From a benefactor here in the community that's allowed you to have that wiggle room in these areas to maybe help with an expense that might be something that could spiral into something else.
Absolutely. I mean, we're so lucky to be able to do this. And to be able to really affect what that looks like. But, I mean, it's everything from just a simple gas card or a bus pass to make sure somebody's able to get to work. Buying a bicycle for somebody who, you know, it was much quicker for them to get to work on a bike and the bus didn't come by their house and, you know, these types of things. How can we help people so that they aren't struggling and not, you know, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, had a young single mother who got a job at Hydrogear in Sullivan. She needed to go for orientation and her first week of work, but she just needed a gas card to get there and back until she got her first paycheck. That's the difference between somebody working and somebody saying,
but there might not be anywhere to turn to for that gas card if you're not doing what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. And there's all kinds of examples of that, you know, and we work with community partners, you know, for power bills and we're able to help with that. And we work very closely to make sure that, you know, we look at, make sure that they don't qualify for something else first. And then if they don't qualify for anything, then we can look at that and then we can help. And so it's, you know, we've helped with, you know, fixing a vehicle. We've helped with, you name it. You know, a hot water heater. We had a gentleman, that was working, at a local factory and had not had a hot water heater for months. And I mean, it sounds like a, you know, that simple thing, but they just couldn't do this. So I literally drove out to Menards. We got them the correct water heater and, their, aunt and uncle came and picked it up for them and they all got it, you know, so it's just a simple thing like that that can really yep. affect what's happening in somebody's life.
And a personal, note of someone that we know that you were able to help and, you know, thank you.
Yes.
It's amazing in life. If you just take a couple minutes to give a damn, because so many people don't. And I that could sound cynical and I don't mean it that way. It's just, you know, in some cases it's you get a young man that no one in his life has ever bothered to whether or not he could see or not, you know, need glasses. Mm-hmm. And because of Debbie, you know, that was able to happen. And I know for some people that seems unimaginable,
right.
You know, but it's people's day to day lives. And if you just take a breath and just give a damn every once in a while, you'll see that you could have an impact on people's lives that you probably would probably surprise you. And all you gotta do Saturday, you don't even have to do anything. Just go eat.
Right.
Go roller skate and you're helping the cause.
Absolutely.
And sometimes that's a $100 thing that could literally impact someone's life, yes. in a way that you would probably find hard to believe for $100.
Well, and people think that, you know, it's, you know, there's different views of what this looks like. And well, at least they have food and they had a place to live and, you know, or Well, they have water. At least they have water. They don't need hot water. They can heat water up on their stove. I mean, it's like, okay, we can't do that. Like, how do you get to work every day and live, you know,
improve your life when these
things aren't happening?
To people who are cynical about helping other people, I got nothing for them. I don't know. I'd love to be able to convince you. I'd love to be able to, but my feeling is just your heart's a piece of coal. I mean, we've all watched The Grinch.
Or you're so
unbelievably blessed without any situational awareness at all. And there's a lot of that. Sometimes it's easy to get in your own bubble and think the bubble is and people don't deserve or whatever it might be. I know what this community does. Mm-hmm.
And it can be really hard to understand what that looks like if you've never been there.
I know. Look how much education we had to do about hunger. And so the vast majority of people, I think, will respond if the message is right and you give them a reason and you also empower them. And I think that's the one thing we've enjoyed doing over the years is being a vehicle to go, look, this is a thing. And also with a modest gift, yes, you can literally impact someone's life
in a huge way.
I mean,
like I said, that the young mother, that could have literally been the difference between her on a path to self-sufficiency and just not working ever. You know, just that one gas card.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it can be something so simple that we wouldn't even think about and, you know, that can just have the greatest impact on our community.
All right, got to take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today we've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms a little later, increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51.
Are you ready to do some top-notch eating? The 4th Annual Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust, is back Saturday, April 20th in Fairview Park. In addition to the Decatur Park District's roller skating return at the main pavilion, the park will be surrounded with 8 food trucks promising to make your mouth water. Allen's Grub Truck, Diggity Dogs, The Lemonade Factory, Kona Ice, Highway Heartburn, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, The Music Stop, and Taqueria La Perlita will have a little bit of everything you could wish for. Tacos, barbecue nachos, smash burgers, loaded unique hot dogs, tenderloins, artisan sandwiches, and so much more. It's the 4th Annual United Way Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust. Also sponsored by Air King, Forvis, Dunn Company, Land O'Lincoln Credit Union, Best One of Central Illinois, Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, Jesse Heating and Air, and Newhoff Media. Year 4 of the Food Truck Frenzy, Saturday, April 20th, event scheduled 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., with trucks invited to stay all afternoon.
Those extra services the other guys charge for? They're just part of what we do at Carpet Weavers every day.
Free expert design advice.
Free pre-measures and estimates. Free samples delivered to your door.
Free lifetime warranties.
We're more than just quality flooring and furniture at the best price. We take care of our customers, from selection to installation and beyond. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Where floors, furniture,
and family meet.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. $5 off your choice of estate weed and feed or lawn fertilizer. Find great deals on trailers and towing, like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches and mounts. And all Blazer trailer lighting is 15% off for rewards members. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Debbie Bogle from the United Way and her award-winning staff doing good all around the community. In fact, someone acknowledged this past weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted to highlight our Hispanic Resource Liaison, Alicia Marin. She has been such an amazing advocate in our community and has been helping so many people. Like, she's at capacity. But she received an award from the Child First Center. They had their black tie barbecue event this past weekend, and she got the Champions for Children Award for the work that she has been doing, really with, the Sheriff's Department and with children, and DCFS situations, as a translator.
Where there's a language barrier.
With a language barrier and just a, not just language, but culture.
Yep.
And everything, understanding. And so she doesn't just, like, if you interpret, you can only say exactly what's been said, but she's really a case manager in situations like that to make sure.
Well, clearly that understands. Organization that's at the core of that, you know, as far as people in the system for
yes.
whatever reason, and that was a nice acknowledgement and well deserved. I think what you're doing out there is amazing.
Yeah, she's just done some amazing work, working in our community, doing, you know, helping folks get jobs, you know. You name it, she's helping with that. She's helping people figure out the busing system so that they can get back and forth to work. Just all kinds of things to make sure that, the population in our community is taken care of and can navigate.
Which is much larger than most people think.
It really is. You know, when you look at the census, it doesn't look like very much, but, you know, that's kind of a hidden population in our community. That she's working with, and, you know, a very tight knit community that kind of stays together and stays, you know, a little bit hidden. And, she's at capacity. I mean, she is, you know, helping mothers have babies. She is, you know, at the hospitals. She is a little bit of everywhere, crossing healthcare, working to make sure that, people who may have a language barrier or just a culture barrier, that she's there to help them navigate.
So, all right.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. If anyone wants to give or start a campaign or come out Saturday, uwdecatur.org is the web address. You can also follow them on social media, Facebook anyway, right?
Yes, well, on all social media, but just United Way Decatur. You can Google it and everything pops up.
Okay, great stuff. And then the hours once again for the Food Frenzy this weekend?
11 to 2.
Looking forward to it.
I am too.
I got to figure out, you know, I'm dieting, so I got to figure out how, you know.
Your plan of attack.
Yeah. It's not a big plan. It's just sort of a, you know, like when the cheat day is here and,
right.
and the time. And that's, you know, little thoughts got to go into it. That's all.
On our Facebook page, we do have a map so that you can look and see kind of, you can map out where you want to go first.
So
and
several parking lots in Fairview Park.
Yes.
The good news is there's only one way around all those.
Right.
So you're going to see them all.
Through the park so you can, you yeah. can walk from one section to the other and check everything else out that's going on and, you know, it'll be a good time.
All right. Coming up, tomorrow morning, we've got a big action packed show. We will not have a DPS 61 spotlight. They don't have school tomorrow. Can't remember what reason, but we will skip this week. And then we will also have a chance to do the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Angela will be stopping by. And then I'll tell you all about what I learned at an overfeed today. Excited.
Exciting.
It is.
Good. good things happening.
Welcome our friends from across the pond. And it's going to be good. Tell you all about it tomorrow. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get those anywhere you get your podcast. Easiest place, Nauticator.com. Have a great day. Stay dry this evening, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The AARP is supporting a bill moving through the State House that would impact driving tests for people 75 and older. The bill would end the requirement for drivers 75 and older to retake a driving test as a condition of renewing their license. A report released last September by the Secretary of State revealed senior drivers are the safest drivers in Illinois. And Department of Transportation data revealed seniors from 2018 to 22 had lower crash rates than almost every other age group. The Macon County Conservation District is hosting a presentation on bats at the Rock Springs Nature Center to celebrate Bat Appreciation Day on Saturday. The event will be from 7 to 8 p.m. You can learn about native bat species, what they do in the winter, what makes them special, and their crucial role in the ecosystem. There will also be a chance to go outside and try to find some using sonar.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.